Yourself anything you want. I've got decorating plans for this place.
Hey, come in for a landing. Our raise was only for 5 cents an hour. That's only $2 more a week.
After a year, it adds up.
It's up to what?
$104. Count them.
That means we could go to what? 52 movies.
Right. Who is it?
It's your landlady, Mrs. Havenworth.
What do you
suppose she wants? I don't know, but I don't like to talk to her. She always wants to read my palm or scalp or contact my dead relatives.
I think she's spooky.
She's just mystical.
Hi, Mrs. Havenworth.
Oh, Shirley, I have a telegram for you. You weren't home, so the man gave it to me.
Oh, dear me. I hope it's not bad news.
Oh, don't worry. I have a feeling it's really very good news.
She opened it.
No, it's just my psychic abilities. Oh, I've got to run now, girls. My phone's about to ring.
Here, Laverne, you open it. Read it to me. Telegrams make me very nervous. All right, I can take it. Who's dead?
No! Your mother's flying in tomorrow for a visit.
No kidding! Tell me, is she going to stay with us?
It doesn't say.
How long is she going to stay?
Dear Shirley, I'm flying in tomorrow for a visit. Love, Mom.
Is she going to stay through Monday?
Does your mother write in code? That's all it says. Look.
Dear Shirley, I'm flying in tomorrow for a visit. Love, Mom.
Oh, what are you doing?
What? Nothing.
Oh, I know you. Every time you're like this with the air means you're upset.
Oh, well, it's just my mother makes me a little nervous, that's all.
Oh. I think I'll stay with Terry Buttafuoco while your mother visits.
Oh, no! Don't leave me alone with her. When I'm left alone with her, she drives me crazy. She's never forgiven me for not becoming Deborah Kerr.
Oh, well, my father's the same way. Only with him, it's Joe DiMaggio.
All she ever does is pick, pick, pick.
Well, all mothers do that. That's how you know it's your mother.
I'm telling you, her criticizing drives me bats.
You know, in all the time I've known you, I never heard your mother criticize you.
That's just it. No one's ever heard her. Not you, not your father. Nobody but me.
Well, let's keep it that way. I think I'll stay with Terry for the weekend. Why don't you take your mother to see My Fair Lady? She'll be thrilled.
Laverne, wait. Can't you hear it? Your conscience is talking to you.
That still small voice within is saying, Lover! Lover! Don't leave Cheryl alone with her mother.
Okay, okay, I won't go.
Thank you.
But no more of this stuff with your hair, okay?
I promise.
Don't force it. Pull it.
Oh, come on in, Mrs. Feeney. I surely didn't know you were taking an earlier flight. Personally, I had a hunch. Is your husband joining you?
I no longer have a husband, dear.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. My Floyd passed away 6 years ago.
Oh, my husband didn't pass away. We're divorced.
Too bad.
Well, my dear, thank you very, very much for showing me in. That was very kind of you.
Oh, you'd better close that window. It's going to rain. 3.5 inches.
Ooh. Well, listen, who knows? She may be right. If anything could crawl in right off the street.
Hello.
Hello.
Didn't you used to be Shirley's mother?
Yes, and weren't you the little boy who once tried to shave our dog?
Ah, you remember that. That dog needed a shave.
May I ask, do you boys often barge in here without knocking?
It's okay, they're never naked.
Didn't you move to California someplace?
Yes, yes, it's marvelous.
Is it marvelous?
Yeah, yes, marvelous.
I could never live in California. I sunburn too easy.
Yes, well, may I ask, are you and the girls very close?
Oh, yeah, we live right upstairs. We're kind of like guardian angels.
Yeah, you might say we're bosom buddies.
Well, boys, if you'll excuse me, I've had a very rough day, and I think I'm going to sit down.
Go ahead. It's okay. We just came over to get some groceries.
I think she wants to be left alone. Quick, let's go. Did you get anything you need for the stew?
Yeah, yeah, eggs, okay. Too. And don't worry about it. We got everything planned. Oh, and very nice meeting you, Mrs. Feeney. You know, you're Shirley's mom. And to me, that makes you kind of a sacred cow.
Wonderful dimples.
Dimples?
Oh, hello, Laverne. You look wonderful, too. Your L's have gotten larger.
Well, time marches on. Hey, did you find everything you need, Mrs. Feeney?
Oh,
can
yes.
I get you anything?
Well, a glass of iced tea would be nice to hear.
Coming right up. Dimples.
Oh, Shirley, come here. Let me take a good look at you, darling. Now dance for Mama.
Oh, Mama, I don't want to.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, Shirley, it's been 6 months.
Well, what do you think?
You've changed your hair. It's so short and straight.
Well, this is a new style. I like it.
Oh, well, darling, it's all right. It's your hair. But it is incredible how much you look like your brother, Michael.
Now, Mother, I don't look like Michael.
Oh,
all right. All right,
dear, all right. No more about stringy hair. No, darling, you know what? I brought some presents for you and Laverne.
Oh, that's sweet of you. You should.
Oh, but on second thought, darling, I don't think it'll fit Laverne. She's gotten kind of hefty.
Oh, now, Mother, Laverne's not hefty. She's just tall. She's very thin.
Now, on the other hand, darling, you could use a couple of pounds. I mean, you look like a scarecrow. Mr. Wright will never come along.
Oh, Mother. Oh, Mother. Mother! I have a great big surprise for you.
Let me guess. You're getting married.
No.
You're getting a better job?
No.
You're moving to a better place?
No. Mother, there's a great big Broadway hit in town, My Fair Lady.
And you're in it!
I'm not in it.
Why not?
Why would I be in My Fair Lady?
Well, you're wonderful. I just saw you dancing. You're beautiful.
No,
why
no, Mother.
You be in My Fair
come
Lady?
And sit down just for a minute. Sit down right here. There we go. Mother, Laverne and I have gotten tickets, and we're going to take you to see My Fair Lady. But first, we're going to take you out to dinner.
Well, I'd rather stay in, dear.
And you'd rather stay in, dear. Mother, Mr. DeFazio has run all over town like a fool to get these tickets.
Darling, it's not nice to pressurize your house guests. It's very unbecoming.
Well, I think Laverne's going to be terribly upset over this.
Laverne's going to be upset over what?
Well, Laverne, I just want to stay in. That's all. Oh, thank you, dear. Thank you very much for the tea, Laverne. Well, listen, now tell me, what do you girls like to do on a Saturday night?
At home or in a car?
Silly willies. Now listen, tell me seriously now, what do you like to do on a Saturday night?
Well, sometimes we go out and sometimes we invite people over.
Oh, that is perfect. That is absolutely perfect. Now, why don't you girls whip up a quick buffet and invite 10 or 12 of your friends over? You see, I'm only going to be here a day, and oh, I'd love to meet your little friends.
Mama.
What, dear?
Mama, it's 5:30, and I don't think...
Well, darling, then only invite 8 friends over. Yes. Oh, except that Squiggly and Wiggly. I've seen enough of them. Oh, listen, I had better get to a beauty parlor if I'm going to be gorgeous. Oh, the tea was delicious, Laverne. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Feeney.
Oh, please, call me Barb.
Your name's Lily.
I know, dear, but all my friends in California think I'm a double for Barbara Rush, so just call me Barb.
Bye, Barb.
How do you think I feel when I hear something like that?
How do you think Barbara Rush would feel? Hey, let her think what she wants.
You know what she said while you were out of the room?
What?
She said I look like Michael.
Well, you do look like your brother.
You know what else she said? She said that... she couldn't give you the present she brought you.
Oh, she didn't even have to give me a present.
Because you were too fat to fit into it.
Oh.
Yes, that's what she said. She called you fat, fatto, big as a house.
That's what she said?
Well, not exactly in those words, but she said you got a size larger.
Well, that's different than bigger than a house.
Well,
come on, I'm not fat. Am
no.
I fat?
No, you're not fat.
Oh, I am fat. I gotta weigh myself.
You're not fat. Oh, what am I gonna do? 8 people and Barbara Rush coming to dinner.
I'm sorry you got stuck with the theater tickets.
I got the soda.
Oh.
Three kinds, orange, grape, and blue.
Blue soda? What does it taste like?
I don't know what it tastes like. It was on sale. What'd you make for dinner?
Stuffed peppers.
Great. What'd you stuff them with?
Lima beans.
What?
You're kidding. You'll give me $2 for tickets to My Fair Lady? I'll tell you what, I'll eat them first.
Did you make the hors d'oeuvres?
Oh, I'll start.
Of an Oreo is your idea of hors d'oeuvres?
Yeah, it's good.
It's a tasteless blunder.
I have been working here like a horse, and all you do is criticize.
I'm sorry. You see what my mother's doing to me? She's driving me crazy. This whole evening's going to be a disaster.
Oh, come on, come on. Take it easy. Here, have a blunder.
Oh, please, call me Barb.
Okay, call me Vinny. Why am I Vinny?
I just love your hair, Mother.
The beauty parlor was closed.
Oh, I'm gonna go clean the bathroom.
Glitter all of the vows we made.
Oh, Mother, this is Anna and Jane.
Oh, how do you do, girl? girls. Oh, those are darling blouses. Are you all sisters?
No, we were bowling.
All right.
Hi, why bother to change clothes?
Hey, Sam, Willie, how you doing? Take your shoes off, wipe your feet. Come on down, go to the party, there.
Now, who are they?
They're friends of ours. They work for the sanitation department. Underground.
Oh, they're sewer workers.
And my mother's out there saying terrible things about everybody.
Like what?
You know what she called Willie and Sam?
The sewer workers?
She called them sewer workers.
That about sums them up.
She has said something terrible about everybody.
Well, who's heard her say all these things?
Nobody. Nobody but me.
Well, why don't you tell her to stop it?
I can't argue with my mother.
Why? I argue with my father, and I can't understand what he says. Look, talk it out. Maybe you'll become chums.
Chums? I don't think so.
Well, look, I dropped a can of Babble in the bowl, and I gotta get it out. Why don't you just tell your mother that when she criticizes you, it just really bugs you? And then if that don't work, then just tell her to blow it out her ear.
Blow it out her ear?
Oh, well, then, tell her to give it a rest.
Oh, I wish I could.
Oh, sure you can, Dimples. Go on out and have fun at the party.
Will you come with me?
I've got a bowl full of Babbo.
Sure. Go in there. Have fun cleaning the toilet while I have to go to some party. The hors d'oeuvres. Who's serving the hors d'oeuvres?
Okay, everybody. Suck it up.
My mother hates the shower. She's gonna say the water's coming out too slowly.
Think she's gonna be upset? My father ended up taking Lenny and Squiggy to My Fair Lady.
Well, time for beauty naps, rest, and all that kind of thing. Oh, darling, listen, now, you better not stay up too late or you're going to get those dark little circles under your eyes. And I don't want my lovely little daughter looking like a raccoon.
You feeling all right, Mother?
Oh, fine, fine, fine. Fresh as a daisy. Now, if you'll just get everything organized here on the couch, I'll go to bed.
No, I'm going to sleep on the couch.
That's no, right. No. Never let it be said that Barb Feeney put anyone out of their bed.
No, Mother, you're the guest.
No,
you're not
going
to sleep
on
the couch.
Surely I am going
bed,
to sleep
in the bedroom,
out here
that's right.
on
all
the
that,
couch.
All that we'll choose. Ink a dink, a bottle of ink, the cork fill out, and I stink. Oh, boy, I stink. I better go wash up, and I'll sleep on the couch.
Ink-a-dink, a bottle of ink. I don't know that Laverne is one of a kind.
Yes, she sure is. Mom, tell me the truth. Did you like my party? I mean, I'm older now. We can be chums.
Chums?
Yes. Be honest with me.
Okay, chum. I was disappointed. You're still with shore patrol and bowlers and sewer workers and Iggly and Squiggly from upstairs.
Lenny and Squiggly.
Yeah. Well, I know that life, Shirley. I married your father. Oh, yes. We were very much in love. But after 5 years of marriage, he went back to sea, and I'm trying to make a life in California at this weight. Yeah. Listen, you marry one of those guys, and you're going to end up trying to eat your way to happiness like me.
Well, I think I'm old enough to pick my own friends.
But are these the kind of people who can help you get ahead? Shirley, you should be out looking for a better class of friend. And it's not impossible. I mean, look at your friend Rosalie Pishkin. She married a college man.
Well, sort of.
I mean, she could have helped you marry a college man anyway. She could have found one for you. But no, you wanted to stay with your friends. Shirley, look, I came out here to see how you're doing. Is this it? I mean, I'm supposed to go back to California and say to my friends, ha-ha, Shirley lives in a cellar. She works in a brewery. Ha-ha, and she has no ambition. Ha-ha. Is that what I'm supposed to say? Well, why can't I go back and say, oh, Oh, Shirley. Shirley has found a wonderful man. And they have a lovely house in the suburbs. And her life is going up, up. Well, Shirley, what's it going to be? Is it going to be the good life or Bimbo City? Well, come on, Cheryl. Can you have an answer for me? Well, can't you say something, Shirley? Something.
I give it a rest, huh? Look. Now, this may be none of my business, but you are driving that girl crazy. I mean, look at her. I mean, you think any prince wants to marry a little bald girl? And it would be a heck of a lot easier on a Barb if you would just stop nagging her to death. And Rosalie Pishkin? Huh, married a college guy. Agricultural college. She's on a farm in South Dakota, standing around with pigs. That's right, little oinkers running around. And you don't have to worry about her becoming no bimbo, because I'm watching out for that.
Did you hear what she said to me?
Yes.
Well, am I really a nag?
Yes.
Well, if I am, it's only because I'm concerned for you. It's only because I love you.
I know you love me, Mama. The trouble is, you don't like me.
Oh, I gotta sit down.
Well, really, you don't. I mean, you don't like anything about me. You don't like my house. You don't like my job, my friends, my hair. And if you don't like me, then it's very difficult for me to like you.
You don't like me?
No. Not when you want me to be something I'm not, I don't.
Well, I'd like for us to like each other.
So would I.
Well, I'll try.
Me too.
Okay, but can I still just kind of silently wish for the house in the suburbs?
Huh? Yes.
Okay. Yes. What about chums?
Partners.
Buddies.
Pals.
We're so silly.
My father will be here soon. For airports, he's usually on time.
Laverne.
Barb.
Call me Lily.
I'm sorry that I blew up at you last night.
No, please. Please, Laverne, I really had it coming. You know, if I'd known that my concern was going to cause Shirley to be miserable, I never would have acted like that.
Oh, no, she's real glad you care about her, and your heart's in the right place.
It's just that my mouth gets in the way sometimes, right?
Yeah, but I didn't mind some of that raccoon thing. I didn't think was bad.
She does look like a little raccoon.
Well, there we go. Do you have everything now?
I sure do.
Oh, I'm gonna cry.
Sorry! It's me, it's me,
That's enough. We don't want to hear about it. I've got to get my mom to the airport. Yeah, my father's coming by to pick her up.
No, he ain't. No, he ain't. We're gonna take him out of the airport on account of he took us to the play. Fair is fair.
My father lent you his car?
Nah, we're gonna take him in the beer truck. And you're gonna get the pleasure of sitting on my lap. Let's
go. I am not going to sit on Squiggly's lap.
Then you're gonna have to drive.
I drive.
Mother, it's Squiggy.
I don't care. Lenny, Squiggly, Lickly, they're all crazy.
Lenny.